Rob Dunger on Felix Toe Radio.
Now, if you're listening to Felix Toe Radio every Thursday afternoon, and if not, why not? You'll know that our home run programme is run by Jamie Versey. And Verzo's with me now. Jamie, good morning.
Morning, Rob.
How are you then? How are you doing?
I'm okay, yourself?
Obviously enjoying the radio. I mean, you're having a ball there, but your radio came after your podcasting, didn't it? You already got a bit of practice in broadcasting through your podcasts.
I did, yeah. Last August I started, just for a bit of fun, and it's developed into my own show on the radio, which is fantastic.
Oh, it's amazing, and people are getting to know a little bit more about you each week. We know you're married, and we know you work for, is it Rail Freight? Rail Freight, isn't it?
Yeah, GB Rail Freight, yes.
Yeah, so we know that, but not many people know, well, maybe they do, I never knew about this passion you've got for reading. You read a lot of books.
I do, I love reading. I've loved reading ever since I was a child. It was my escape. We didn't have much when I was growing up, but I had books. So while my friends were out playing on their brand new bikes, I was sat at home reading, but do you know what? I enjoyed it.
Can you remember what you started reading as a child? What sort of books were, or was it anything?
It was predominantly Enid Blyton. So it was The Magic Faraway Tree, The Secret Seven, Famous Five. But when I ran out of my books, I'd read my mum's books, Jean Plaidy, Catherine Cookson. If anything that was lying around, I'd read.
Are you one of those people that if you're sitting down at breakfast, you'd read the breakfast, the cereal packet as well?
I used to when, you know, when we used to sit around, you know, the Rice Krispies would always come over and I'll be reading in the bag and the ingredients and anything, yeah.
That is a warning sign of a good reader, because I've spoken to local authors and readers and people who are in the literary world, and they always read the cornflake packet, so you're in good company there.
Yes.
How often do you read then? Is it every day?
Every single day. There might be occasions, sort of two or three days where I don't, if I'm busy, if I've got things on, blah, 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 but I definitely read 3 to 4 times a week for quite a long period.
And how do you read? You take yourself away somewhere? Do you go into a bedroom, on the toilet? What do you do?
My wife, if she reads, she has to have silence all around. It has to be nothing else going on at all. I can do anything. Like if she's watching some of her nonsense on the telly, I can just sit. I can sit there on the settee and just read my book, and it won't because my mind just closes off and just concentrate on the contents of the book.
So when you're reading the book and the doorbell goes or the phone goes, someone comes, you don't know.
I'm still fully aware of what's going on around me, but probably not as much as I should. Yeah,
that's almost multitasking. Men can't do that. Women can do it.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a phenomenon, I think, in that respect.
So, all right. So, how many books have you read so far? I mean, where are we now? We're June. We're nearly midway through the year. How many books have you read?
I finished my 50th yesterday. I started my 51st.
That's amazing. Amazing. It is. You must impress yourself when you look at that.
I do, yeah. Now I'm a bit of a number freak, and there's a website. Well, there's several websites and apps that you can sort of trace your books on. But I found some of them weren't especially page counts. Yeah, I'm that in depth in my number freakiness that I count pages of, you know, the pages I've read as well, and they weren't recorded. So I record them all on the spreadsheet now, and page counts, etc. etc. and books, and yeah, I'm now to my 51st, and I reckon I'll crack 100. Now, I mentioned the app, and I downloaded everything from the app, put it onto a spreadsheet, and I was gutted with myself last year, 93. Now, if those who've listened to me on my radio show will know that I have an aversion to odd numbers as well, and so last year I was shaking when I read that 93. Like, oh my god, that is an odd number. So this year I'll definitely, even if it's 98, I won't start. If it's the 31st of December and I've hit 98, I won't try for 99 because I can't do it. I'd have to stay on 98 because I couldn't finish on a
but number. But if you do 99, that means over 2 years you've read an even number of books, so that works.
Great shout, Rob. Yeah.
How's your vocabulary? I mean, everybody who reads develops their vocabulary. You must use some words. Some people say, what's that mean, Jamie?
Yeah, I have done that in the past, and it's great because I used the word pernicious the other day, and no one knew what I meant, and I got a little kick out of that.
It's brilliant. Do you follow people like Susie Dent with her word of the day? Because I love those things. I love new words and to drop them in and try to work them out. And find. Do you look back at the origin of the words as well, then, try to see where they've come from?
Yeah, is it called the etymology, isn't it?
Here we go. Don't be so pernicious. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I do, and I've even signed up for word of the day email that pops into my email at 10 o'clock every day with a new word.
Yeah, and you drop it in. What we should do each day, get a listener to send in you a word that you have to drop in nonchalantly into conversation that week.
That's a great shout. Yeah,
I used to do the travel news on BBC Suffolk. Emily, who I used to work with, used to give me a word, and it had to go in the travel news that day, and without anyone noticing. And that is a great skill.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Do you play Wordle as well?
I don't actually.
Oh, good, good. Oh god, you just saved me. I thought you were going to be a complete anorak. if you were going to a library, I mean, say for God forbid we took you off books for a whole month, and then we took you into a library and said, right, you can read anything you like today. What would you go for?
I'd probably go for a police procedural. I do love police procedural novel books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't know why there seems to be a morbid fascination of crime, doesn't there? And they seem to be the big seller, true crime and any crime novel. Like, you look on the TV, that the top rated shows are all police based, aren't they?
You need to get Ian Maitland onto your show. I mean, he's a local bloke. He would love to. You two could have about 10 hours show on that. He and you could go on for hours on it.
Yeah, we're pals on Twitter, so I.
Get him in, Ian. If you're listening, we want you in, because it is he's a great author, and Ruth Dugdale, of course, and we've got the Felixstowe Book Festival coming up. That must be like the World Cup for you.
Yeah, the last couple of years I haven't been able to make it, but I have got nothing on that weekend, so I'm going to pop along to one or two of the events. I look forward to that. And of course, my first ever guest on my show was Jeanette Hewitt, who's a local author.
Yeah, well, we need to get more authors into you. I mean, there's so many local ones, and why not some national ones, because people know you now, so let's get some national ones in on. So what are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading a police procedural series that's set in Edinburgh, and because I've got family in Edinburgh, and there's places. It's by a new author I've just fallen upon called Harry Fisher. So I'm onto his third book in the series now, and it sets in Edinburgh and Leith, and as areas that I've been to over the years. So I do like that. Like books that are Felixstowe related. When Ian Maitland was talking about going into Tesco's in the High Street, and I'm like, I've been in there. You know, and any books that I'm familiar with the surroundings, it's great. Oh, now that's got me started on words as well. I read a book series that was set in Liverpool, and Liverpool is one of my favourite places to go to, and the book was talking about Matthew Street, where the cavern is, all the Beatles, but they'd spelt it M-A-T-T, you know, double T, and the Matthew Street in Liverpool is single T, and I refused to read the last two books in the series because of that.
You've got to be correct, haven't you, because people do notice. Now, to finish with two frivolous questions, what do you do with all the books you've read? Have you got a room full of them? Are they stacked up? What do you do with them?
Now, mainly the books nowadays are Kindle based, but I have a bookshelf now in my office at home, and it's slowly filling up. So I might have to. I've got a bit weird. I got rid of everything, and it all became digital. And now, slowly but surely, hard copies of both books and LPs are creeping back into my life. So
there is only one way to read. And when you're reading a book, do you turn down the page corner when you finish, or do you put a bookmark in?
I bookmark because I don't like dog-eared pages.
I was going to guess that. All right, look forward to hearing you tomorrow. And if there's any famous authors listening, you want them on your show, don't you?
I do, yes. And any book related, come and see me, because that's probably my thing. Books is my thing.
Or anybody who's thinking of writing a book, Kevin. I mean, it doesn't have to be famous. You might discover an author, you know. You never know.
Yes, well, I do have another guest. Melanie Green came on to talk about her battle with cancer and books she's writing. She's found a publisher, so that's all good. Mm. So she'll be back on the show once the book's published. And so hopefully more like that. Everybody's got a book in them somewhere, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, I've got a few, but I don't think... what you should do, when you hang up now, have a think about it, and then send me a word by text, and in the next hour of the programme, I will get that word in without anybody knowing, okay?
Super job.
All right, we'll speak to you soon, and you're on air tomorrow between 4 and 6.
I am indeed. Cheers, Rob.
Thanks, Jamie, and I look forward to receiving that word through. So in the next hour...